live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Clay Matthews! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarry!
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. We are officially into what Mike McCarthy calls December football. So I have composed an ode to December football, and it's entitled Ode to December Football. Where else can you get entertainment like that, really? And it goes something like this. They call it December football when the pack is at its best. They deal with the cold and snow a lot better than the rest. There's something about the frozen tundra, which really isn't frozen at all. The Texans came in, got confused, then took their expected fall. We're not even done yet. Now it's Seattle's turn at Lambeau to test the slushy surface. But the Seahawks have a bigger problem. The pack is playing with a purpose. Yeah. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Think about it. Tonight's guest is just 3 sacks away from becoming the Packers' all-time leader in sacks. This place has been here since 1919. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Clay Matthews. Clay, welcome, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I was a little depressed that the fog machine wasn't working when I was walking. Budget cuts, I understand.
Well, we're famous for them here on Packers Live. Clay, I want to get right down to it. Are you taking the playing with pain thing a little too seriously these days?
Well, unfortunately so. Obviously, I had that shoulder injury that I suffered in, the Philadelphia game, and you know, I was a little encouraged going into this game. I was able to get some range of motion back. There's a little bit of damage, you know, in the shoulder. But, unfortunately on Sunday it was as if I was playing with one arm. So I tried to battle through it. And, you know, there are times where I wish I could have done a little bit more. But hopefully I'll get that much better for this week because we're definitely going to need our best against a good Seahawks team.
Yeah. Now, Clay, I'd like to point out that you did things in a more subtle way than normal, but you did have an impact. I want to show a couple things. For instance, at one point, the running back is assigned to take care of Clay Matthews. He's been told all week, you got to check that guy out. He checks him, and he focuses on you long enough where Dean Lowry's going right by him. He gets a sack. Another point, you're in the neighborhood, and it forces Osweiler to reload. And while he's reloading, he is sacked by Julius Peppers. There's a couple other instances where you affect the throw because you're in the neighborhood. And then there's a couple more where they're assigning 2 guys to you. Now, those are all contributions that may go unnoticed, but they're important. But at the same time, isn't it real hard to do all that stuff when you're playing with one arm?
I mean, you know, the game itself is hard enough, so it was difficult. I was actually a little upset at Julius for taking that sack. I couldn't really get off the block with one arm, but I'm glad he got it and was able to move into the top five all-time sack list. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm not looking for, you know, any sympathy or anything. Everyone expects me to be out there and do my job. And like I said, I can only hope it's that much better this week, and we'll take it day by day.
Clay, let's go to the big picture. Defensively speaking, second game in a row, you guys allowed just 13 points, and that's with Clay Matthews playing with one arm. Something good is going on that side of the ball, is it not? What is going on now?
Yeah. Thank you. You know, for whatever reason, we always tend to find great success in the second half of the season, and that's been fantastic heading into the playoffs these past 2 years. And, you know, this year we obviously put ourselves in a little bit of a hole early on, but, you know, it seems as if the defense is clicking, offense and Aaron and everybody on that side is really clicking. So I think you're seeing the Green Bay Packers everyone has been accustomed to these past several years. So hopefully that's the case moving forward, and we can really pick up momentum. And, you know, hopefully Detroit will drop one or two here and help us out, and we just keep on winning and take this thing all the way.
Clay, you mentioned your offense, and I'd like to know, as a defensive player, it's got to be nice because lately the offense has been able to possess the ball, go on long drives, and all the while the other team's offense is not on the field. As a defensive player, you got to like that.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever we don't have to be on the field, it's a great day for us, believe it or not. So, you know, as long as Aaron and co. are doing their job out there and scoring points and sustaining drives, it really is demoralizing to the, you know, opposition who are playing and allows us to stay fresh and energized just from staying off the field.
Now, Clay, it's been, for lack of a better word, an interesting season for you in the sense that injuries have popped up. You were inactive for four games with a hamstring. You come back, you get moved to inside linebacker, back to inside linebacker, and then you get the hamstring. And for two more games, you're playing with one arm. How have you dealt with that kind of adversity?
Well, it's difficult. You know, you just kind of have to see the big picture here and know that, you know, you have to take it one game at a time. And it's been a frustrating season at times with injuries and not being able to do exactly what I'd like to do. But you can kind of see how things are coming together now and, you know, how we're back at 500 and we have a realistic opportunity to take this thing with four games left. So it's really about staying the course and overcoming adversity. And I think that really just relates to an entire team. And I feel like we have that.
Clay, I don't know if you heard the introduction, but you are just three sacks away from becoming the Packers' all-time leading sacker. Clay, this place has been here since 1919. Now, you have all kinds of accolades. Will that one, when you cross that mark, and hopefully it's next week, when you cross that mark, will it be really special for you?
Well, first off, I just want to thank Reggie for not playing his entire career here, because I don't think anyone would have a chance chasing that record. But, yeah, it's absolutely something I'm gunning towards. And, you know, with just a few left, I think it'll mean a great deal when I pass it. But at the same time, I still feel like I have a lot left in the tank and many years left of, you know, playing in the green and gold. And hopefully that number just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Leaping forward. I'm glad you said that. Leaping forward, like, say, 20 years or so, and when it comes time for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think there's a couple things that distinguish Clay Matthews. One is being a Pro Bowl player both outside as an edge-type rusher and inside linebacker. I mean, not many guys have that. And the other thing is not many guys who are edge rushers by trade play the run with the passion you play the run. Where does that come from?
I honestly believe that was instilled for me at a very young age. And I just mean as a rookie here with, you know, Kevin Green, being my, you know, position coach. And he taught us the correct fundamentals of the game. And it's something I pride myself on being a complete player, whether that's outside, inside, stopping the run. I thoroughly enjoy being able to move around and, you know, rising to the occasion.
Clay, I think they need to invent a stat for a player like you, and it's called disruptive plays. Because many times you'll see Clay burst through and he's going so fast, he doesn't finish the play, but he makes a play for one of his teammates to finish the play. How would you be on board for that? Disruptive plays, a good stat.
Well, I like that. However, that might be a cop-out for just finishing, making that tackle right here, making this tackle. But I like that. Maybe we should just call them disruptive plays as opposed to missed tackles. But sometimes I find myself going a little too fast when I need to slow down. But ultimately, you know, if we can be disruptive within that front four or seven, it usually leads to good things for our defense.
Thank you, Clay. Coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Johnny. Thank you, Third Short. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Johnny. And Johnny, who is your favorite Green Bay Packer?
Dorelant 20.
We didn't get the memo. We need to talk. Let's do this over.
Mackinton Dorelant number 20. You have number 52 on. You have number 52 on your head. What's the story?
Let's just say Clay for the cameras, all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed that one.
At any rate, Johnny, if you can execute the football skill Clay's about to coach you on, you will earn Clay Matthews' autograph. How's that?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Clay, what are we going to learn?
All right, Johnny. Now, as you know, Larry is a Pro Bowl offensive lineman for the Packers back in the day, so we're going to have you try and beat him around the corner, just straight ahead. I'm going to play the quarterback, all right? And since you got 52 jersey on, and I'm obviously your favorite player, I'm going to want you to beat Larry with your best move, sack me, and then you're going to earn this autograph with your best dance. And I want to hear the applause from the crowd with how great it is. All right, you ready? So on ready, set, go. I want you to beat Larry and come sack me, all right? Ready, set, go. Oh, I'm doing a sack dance. Let me see a sack dance. Yeah. That looks... That was pretty good right there.
Clay, is Johnny a winner?
Oh, absolutely he's a winner.
Okay, wonderful. While Johnny's getting Clay's autograph, we're going to take a break. Coming up, this week's installment of In the Huddle. Stay with us, please. It is time for the often imitated, never duplicated, In the Huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Clay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
And Clay, I've selected this play because it may be the first time in NFL history a player playing with one arm has recorded a sack. Anyway, could you point yourself out and give us a little circle where you're at?
Well, I'm right here. Oh, wow. You do have the money for the smoke machine that we missed out on. Well, I'm right here, and I'm sure this is either a passing situation. So we have a pressure on right here. So if we let the play run a little bit, you know, we've been running this a few times. We have a comfortable lead in the game. And at this point, you'd like to be flat-footed, catch him by surprise. But you got to figure he knows there's some pressure coming. I took a little jump start to get going. So it's just mano-a-mano, me versus the guard right here.
I wanted to ask you, okay, folks, watch this guy right here. Now, I want to know, what in the name of Bucket Scholdenberg? He flashed his hands at you. What's he trying? Does he think that's going to scare you? I mean, what's the deal with that?
It might have worked when I was a rookie, but I'm catching on to these things now. So I was able to put a little move on, get him to set his – you want him to stop his feet, obviously. Hop on an edge, turn your hips, and hopefully something like that happens right there.
You knock over the other guy with Mike Pinnell there.
You know, this is a great point right here where you got him triangled right in here, and quickest man to the quarterback records the sack here. So.
And Clay Matthews is the quickest man. And Clay, I did want to ask you about this. I mean, you're down on that left shoulder. Now, I see you out playing in an NFL game. And there's times when you got a bad shoulder, you want to hold your arm. And I've seen you do that during the game, and you come down on it. Mm-hmm. And how did that feel?
This one didn't feel so good, as you notice from the lack there of celebration. I like to act like I've never been there before. So on this one, I just asked for a little assistance in getting up from Dayton, as you see here, and a little bit of pain.
There's a lot of camaraderie. Yeah. Okay, let's go to, this is my favorite, I think, Clay Matthews' play. I'm going to brag on you a little bit here, if you don't mind. Clay Matthews is lined up there, and there are one, two, three people he's going to affect on this play, as affect them by beating them. Watch Clay. Here he comes. And bang. Okay, now look at this. There, you know those three guys? One, two, and three. Now, Clay, how do you get through three people?
Well, I wasn't the best at, chemistry or physics or anything along those lines, but, you know, I think more so it's just about your will and want to get there. And on this play, I had an inclination that perhaps a crack toss was going to happen. I figured if I just fired off the ball and was able to run through three people, who knows, maybe I can make a play.
Well, I guess you made it, because look at that. He drops a ball carrier for a 7-yard loss. Terrific stuff, Clay Matthews. Coming up, we'll have questions for Clay from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. Nice job, Clay. Thank you, Third Short. Clay Matthews, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Brad.
And Brad, what's your question?
Which quarterback in particular do you enjoy sacking the most?
Well, I used to, when I was younger, I used to say I enjoy sacking them all, but I realize the fans don't enjoy that. So I'm a big proponent of sacking Jay Cutler. So
next up we have?
Jeff.
And Jeff, what's with the guitar?
Found it, playing around.
Interesting, Jeff. Go ahead with your question.
All right, Clay, serious question. If you were in a rock band, would you play guitar, sing, be the bassist, or play drums?
Well, I'm sure all of you have seen my work in Pitch Perfect 2, right? I figured with the long hair, I'd probably have to play the guitar, but either way, I'd have to get the whole head bobbing thing down.
All right. And you are?
Nancy.
And Nancy, what's your question?
My question is, Clay, now that you're the father of a toddler and a newborn, how has that affected your life as far as practice, game day, and being on the road?
Well, as far as being within the facilities, it's all business as usual. You know, you leave your personal life at the door. But other than that, when I'm home, I'm on 24/7 as far as being a father. But it's very rewarding, and I couldn't be more happy.
Thank you, Clay. Thanks to our questioners. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. But Frankie, who asked your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Well, we got two winners. Consolation gets this Clay Matthews jigsaw puzzle. They can figure you out, Clay. And number one goes to this lady right here, the fat head of Clay Matthews from the Packer Pro Shop. We're the Pro Shop. Congratulations.
All right, wonderful. Coming up one more time, Clay Matthews. Stay with us. Welcome back. One more time with Clay Matthews. And Clay, the Seattle Seahawks are coached by that fellow named Pete Carroll. Wasn't he the coach at Southern Cal when you were going to school? And was he not the coach who didn't have the sense to start you until you were a senior? And do you hold that against him? And do you think about it when you take on the Seahawks?
Well, absolutely. You better believe it. But I was actually playing behind two great guys, and Everson Griffin, who, you know, plays for that other team over there in Minnesota, a pro bowler, and Brian Cushing, who we just saw this past week, you know, true studs. But it's absolutely something I keep, you know, kind of right on my shoulder right here, just because I think it's allowed me to get to where I want to go, and really has allowed me to play with a chip on my shoulder. And it wasn't the typical career of most five-star athletes or blue-chip recruits, but, you know, I honestly think it gives me the passion I have today, so I'm thankful for it.
Well, Clay, as our questioner Nancy mentioned, you have a new arrival. And for her first Christmas at your house, we've got a special Clay Matthews Christmas ornament.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Clay, continued success. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you for watching. Till next time, take care.